Hello, welcome to the Arkansas Children's Better Today, Healthier Tomorrow podcast. I'm Kristen Bandy, and today I'm joined by Dr. Sade Francois. We are here at the Arkansas Children's Hospital Pine Bluff Clinic, and we are going to be talking about all of your pediatric primary care questions. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for joining us today. Will you tell me what you do here at Arkansas Children's?
Sure. So I am a general pediatrician here at Arkansas Children's. I primarily work here in the clinic. I do cover in the nursery as well, next door or across the street at the hospital. And then I also am technically an adjunct professor for UAMS because I work with the residents as well.
Awesome. So when did you join the Arkansas Children's Hospital Pine Bluff Clinic?
Yeah, I started in August of 2021, not too long after starting or finishing my residency program.
And why here? Why Arkansas Children's?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm originally from Canada, so I know this is a long ways away from home.
It's a little hotter down here.
Yeah, it's just a little bit. Yeah. I trained in Illinois, and so kind of when I was looking for jobs, I was looking for something a little bit more in the South. That's where a lot of my friends have migrated down towards the South, so I wanted to be a little warmer, closer. So I also wanted to work for a children's hospital. So that was part of what drew me to Arkansas Children's. And I was able to do general pediatrics in the clinic here, but also cover nursery, which is another part of what I do. So that was a lot of what drew me to Arkansas Children's.
And what are some of the services that are offered at a primary care clinic?
Yeah. So in general, we do a lot of what we do is wellness exams, preventative medicine. So that's, doing shots, developmental screens, anticipatory guidance, just kind of teaching parents what to expect, what to look out for and things like that with their children. And then we also, of course, provide sick visits or other office visits to address specific problems or concerns that parents have with their children. So whether that's a cold or an ear infection or, headaches or whatever the concern is, we try to address those at those sick visits as well.
It's hard to imagine since it feels like we're still in summer. It's hot outside, but we are fast approaching the respiratory illness season. So tell me a little bit about that, what parents can do to prep for the upcoming season of sickness. Cold comes and everything.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Everybody gets sick.
Sure. So yes, especially with school having just started, we start to see all those respiratory illnesses spreading around the schools and daycares. So yes, it is approaching for sure. Now, to some degree, it's a little bit unavoidable when you're in bigger or classroom settings or with a lot of other children, people just get sick. So I like to warn parents of that. I mean, your child may very well get sick. But things you can do to help prevent it is, of course, biggest thing is just hand hygiene. I know kids like to touch everything and put everything in their mouths and things like that. So just encouraging good hand hygiene. If you know that somebody is sick, trying to stay away as best you can to prevent spreading that way as well. And then, of course, for a lot of these things, or some of these things, I should say, we do have vaccinations. And so I do encourage that. And the idea behind most of those vaccines, like the flu and the COVID and even the new RSV vaccine, is not necessarily that your child will never get those viruses, but if they do, it won't be as severe. They'll be able to better manage it because their body has built some immunity to that virus. So it's coming and it's kind of unavoidable, but we do what we can to kind of help the kids get through it.
First thing first, wash your hands.
Yes, 100%.
Like the number one thing you can do, yes. Right? Some of your clinical interests are child advocacy and breastfeeding. Can you tell me about some of that work that you do on this outside of here?
Yeah. So I guess from a breastfeeding standpoint, I'm not necessarily a lactation specialist or anything like that, but I really do understand the benefits of breastfeeding. And so I just try to encourage as best as I can and support the moms, because sometimes people don't realize that it takes a lot of work, especially in the beginning, to really establish that breastfeeding relationship. And so I'm here, if I know that that's your goal, I'm here to encourage you with that. And so however I can do that through the clinic or offer services outside the clinic, like with other lactation specialists or things like that, is sort of how I promote that here. And then in terms of child advocacy, I'm a member of the AAP, so I try my best to kind of keep in tune with things that are going on in the world of pediatrics in general. and attending local conferences and things like in that realm as well. Part of why I like medicine and pediatrics is it's a lifelong learning journey, and you kind of just have to take it upon yourself to keep up to date. And so that's one of the ways that I try to do that.
So mental health issues have taken a rise. Speaking of child advocacy, it seems it has just grown lately. Maybe since the pandemic, I'm not sure if I didn't notice it before that or if it just feels more noticeable now, but it's on the rise. Arkansas Children's has recently incorporated a new behavioral health clinic in the primary care setting. So how needed is this program and how will it benefit the children that you're working with?
I think it's very needed. As you rightfully said, I think it was amplified after the pandemic. You know, having been in isolation and quarantining for months at a time, years even, really, it definitely impacted a lot of our children and adults, honestly, too. And so I think that especially in those early development years, it's important to get those kids whatever therapy and help that they need to sort of handle whatever emotions or feelings that they have, you know, going on with them. So I think that it's great that we're getting those services because there's definitely a shortage and there's definitely a need. And I think this is just a good step in the direction to get our kids.
Absolutely. Help. Okay. My last question I have to ask everybody, what do you love most about your job?
My patients, my families. I think the fun thing about pediatrics is, yes, I am taking care of the children, but it's all encompassing. I mean, I'm really, most of the time I'm talking to the parents more than the kids, especially when they're younger. So that whole family feel, I love that about the job. I enjoy providing, you know, education and reassurance to parents because that's a lot of what we do. A lot of our kids are healthy. And so just being able to support families in that way is my favorite part of the job. Just when they leave the clinic and you can tell that like a weight has been lifted off their shoulders, I think I've done my job. Basically,
that's why that's my favorite question. Well, Dr. Francois, thank you so much for joining us today on the Better Today, Healthier Tomorrow podcast. It was definitely enlightening and we enjoyed our talk.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.